from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Our training camp coverage brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, by gotcha. Best Buy Windows and Siding, and by Guardian Caps. And joining us now on the on-time experts hot seat, on-time experts air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. It's offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Good afternoon to you, sir. How you doing?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're fantastic, Chuddy. Now, I got to say, I know you just had a presser.
Yeah.
We've heard none of that. We've been doing our show. So it's very possible.
So you're going to ask the same damn question.
We might ask you the same damn question.
As long as you don't screw up our dinner reservation tonight. You know, we have a little staff dinner tonight.
Where's staff dinner tonight?
Well, I can't tell you guys that. I mean,
we're all going to show up.
Yeah, I mean, you know. But I did hear that Coach McCarthy's picking up the tab. So
there you go. Nice.
So there might be some extra appetizers ordered, and there might be a few extra drinks ordered. Make time for you guys anytime.
Thank you.
So what's the focus here, this training camp for the offense?
Yeah, again, basically take year one. And how do you improve it in year two? And that's probably the details, and that's the orchestration of perfecting some of the things that we're trying to do. Now we're taking a scheme that they were learning last year, plays, and now we're trying to perfect it. We're trying to take these plays that they were learning last year and now run them better, be more precise with our breaking points in the passing game, do a better job fighting through contested catches on the perimeter, do a better job with the run game fits of our combination block. So it's really, they know the plays. They learned them last year, right? They have repped them all spring, but to do it and then do it in pads is all about taking the things that they know, and now it's the mechanics of them doing it together. Because it's the ultimate team sport, right? We know that. Like, again, Zach Martin's a great player, but if Zach Martin and Brock Hoffman can't work a backside combination block together, then guess what? The play's not going to look as good. Or if Dak throwing to Jalen Tolbert and he thinks he should break in and tighter at a 45 degree angle, he's breaking in at a 60 degree, 90 degree angle, then it's not going to work. So it's really those little things that we're having fun, because we can get through the film quicker, and we're actually probably doing more individual meetings now by position group, because that's what they need right now. They know the plays, and so now it's more of the fundamentals and techniques that we really think in year two will take us even to another level.
30 points per game, that's pretty lofty last year. How much better can this offense be?
I really think we can do even another point or two better. Again, Dak's just, you know, feels really good with where we're at. I think, obviously, everybody wants to talk about CD, so I'll just raise that right now. Like, CD will be back. CD will be ready to go. But, again, what's happening right now is Dak's getting to throw to Jalen Tolbert and Jalen Brooks, and T. Billy's having a hell of a camp, and he's working those guys that maybe he doesn't have the banked reps in that he has with a guy like CD or Brandon Cooks. And so I just really feel like we're in a really good spot. Our confidence right now is really good. We're doing even more stuff than we were able to do this time last year, and that normally tells you that the offense or the scheme is doing this. You're kind of, you know, rising as you get going, and then, of course, it's going to be fun to watch some of these position battles along the way through camp and preseason, and really competitive roster, man. I mean, really, we go from position to position, and there's some going to be some hell of a battles.
This is the first time I ever got to talk to you. I want to thank you for sharing your dad with us.
No, I appreciate
that. And I was a scout in the NFL for 13 years, 92 through 2005. I loved watching your dad's football teams. I really did. When you started talking about toughness and how to build the team the right way, I really appreciate what your father did. And thank you for sharing him with us.
Well, if I can respond to that, number one, thank you. And it's really cool for me. Obviously, you know, Mike and I were together in Kansas City.
Sure.
But I'll be sitting back in the team meetings, and I'll be making some notes and writing things down on what he's saying. And it's really cool to see whatever year that was, 97, I think was our last year there, 2024, Mike McCarthy still using things from my dad. Like, it literally makes me pause. Like, I'll literally pick up my pen and be like, damn, that's really freaking cool.
Yeah.
Like that it's still, you know, as the game's changed, like we all know, we all know the game has changed completely, but like there's certain things that haven't changed. The toughness, the physicalness,
that's right.
Take care of the damn ball.
Right.
So thank you for saying that.
No, I really, your dad was, I was like saying Green Bay and other stops, and I always admired that team for how tough it was and well coached it was. How good are you at stealing plays from other teams?
You know, I wouldn't say we steal a lot of plays. We definitely keep an eye on what people are doing, what trends are there. If it's completely out of what we do, I would say we probably shy away from that. If we have something that's similar that kind of fits what we're doing, you know, we certainly look at what people are doing. But it's got to fit us. It's got to fit Dak. Yeah. It's got to fit our personnel. Yeah. And, again, it could be a college play. It could be a NFL play. We all watch each other's stuff, right? That's what's so cool. It's like you see a game on Saturday. The next Sunday, you're like, oh, there it is.
Right.
You know, four, five, six teams doing it.
And see, so, I was in Green Bay with John Gruden and Andy Reid, young guys at the time. And they were like watching Bob Snoker's screen package from Minnesota, and they were always trying to get stuff to Holmgren, you know, like, and that's really how the offense with Favre, it just kind of evolved with, hey, how many plays can you get in? And I wondered if the really good offensive coordinators, it always seemed like they kind of could take a play. I use the word steal, but take a play or two.
Somebody. And I do think, I mean, again, you do steal the idea, and then you make it your own. Matter of fact, my first year in the league, 97, Dick Vermeil's staff in St. Louis, that was kind of my job, was just kind of keep tabs on what was the new wrinkles and what people were doing, college and pro, and just I'd jot them down, show them to Dick or Jerry Rome, and sometimes he'd be like, get that stuff out of here, and other times he'd be like, oh, that's really cool. So, as you know, it's been going on a long time.
Right.
But we really do believe that, you know, our system is special. It's got the flexibility, the versatility, but we're always trying to stay on top of trends.
Well, the defensive players I talked to, when you first came here, you were doing stuff on the defensive side of the ball. And the defensive coaches or the defensive players were telling me, this Schottenheimer guy knows what he's doing. So is that studying other teams and stuff like that? Was that something that you were kind of saying, okay, and they were saying, hey, he comes up to us and say, now you got to watch this. You got to watch this. So it was something. Was it something different for you there?
No. Yes. I mean, I'm a football junkie, man. Yeah. You ask my wife and my kids, man. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know, who goes home and on Saturday afternoon after doing football all week, and you're like, hey, let's watch all five games that are on, you know, TV.
Right.
Like, I'm a football junkie. But that year on defense was really cool for me because while I was helping them try to defeat blitzes and anticipate things, I was learning kind of the whys.
Right.
You know, I've never coached on defense.
Right.
You know, I know, like, Belichick had a thing that was actually really cool where he'd take a McDaniels or a Daboll when he first got them, and they were offensive guys. He'd move them to defense for a couple of years. Like, I think that's brilliant, by the way. But, like, for me, it was really cool to be there. And some of it, I was like, oh, that makes perfect sense why they do it. And sometimes I was like, holy shit. We just overthought that one. They're not thinking the first thing. You know, we're giving them way too much credit. They're not doing any of the stuff that we thought they were doing. So, but it was invaluable, and what made it to me so valuable was that the coaches and the players really did listen and respect my ideas. I'm sure there's some people that, you know, they listen to and they just kind of, but I respect them for that, and felt like I did have some hand in helping.
Sure did.
It's Cowboys OC Brian Schottenheimer here with you on The Fan.
I wanted to pick your brain on the run game a little bit because you are. I mean, I've always thought from your dad and with you, you've always had a good running game everywhere you've gone, and it seems like right now everyone from the Shanahan tree is having a tremendous success. And you talk about the outside zone, but for you, depending on your offensive line and your runner, what can you do from a coaching standpoint to try and help them have more success and give you some advantage in the run game?
Yeah, I think here's what's crazy about the league right now. What we see is we see defenses trying to catch up. What do I mean by that? We've always been the ones that control what I call the rules of engagement, which means we pick the personnel, we pick the formation, we pick the motion, we pick the shift, we pick the Kate, we pick everything. And so run or pass. And what you see from defenses now is the multiplicity of defenses that we're seeing and the amount of fronts that we're having to block has made it a lot harder. And so what we believe as a staff and what, you know, what we want to be is we want to be multiple. Mm-hmm. And our multiplicity should help us attack the entire field, right? Whereas, again, a lot of the Shanahan guys, I mean, I remember watching Mike and his guys run it, yeah, you know, to perfection with Terrell Davis and
sure,
those
yeah
guys, the outside zone. But we want to be multiple, and we're going to run our outside zones, but we're going to have a little inside zone, and we're going to get the ball on the perimeter, and, oh, here comes Kevontae Turpin, and he's yeah, going to get, yeah, you know, like, we just feel like that helps you stay ahead of the curve. It's hard to run the ball in this league, and unfortunately – is what it is, but the way we're forced to practice now mm-hmm has made it harder.
Right.
I mean, just think about it. Like in the spring, we right can't do any.
You can't have any pads.
I mean, listen, you mentioned my dad. Yeah, I remember yeah OTAs
oh, no,
back
yeah
in San Diego.
Yeah.
And it was like OTA 2. I can remember it like it was yesterday. And we drafted Tonyu Fanoti, a 345-pound guard from Nebraska, first-round pick.
Yeah.
And poor Ben Lieber. This is OTAs. Poor Ben Lieber linebacker was a Sam linebacker, yeah, right? And we ran power. Like, we ran 62 power, like, five times in a row. And he had just shells on and was having to frickin' force the play. And after five plays, he's like, Jesus, can we run a different play? He's like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
But, like, now you get a guy on the ground, and it's like, oh, my God, we're going to get fined. So it's just the way the game has changed has made it harder. And so you have to be really more intentional in camp. And then even the preseason game to run the football because you can't do it in spring.
You mentioned versatility. How much leveling up of responsibility are we going to see from some of these guys? It looks like you got Turpin playing a little running back. There's Deuce Vaughn playing receiver. Ferguson's doing a little fullback action.
Yep.
How much of that is in the cards for this season?
You know, year two, we're calling it cross training. You know, we're doing a lot of cross training. So, as you guys know, you only get a certain amount of guys on game day.
Right.
And so there's certain schemes that I'd be lying to you if I said – in past years, you have a package of plays that are up, and then all of a sudden you lose a guy or two,
right,
and you're like, well, that's out the door. Mm. So the cross-training has been great. Again, these guys know the plays. They learned the plays last year. So now it's taking them and saying, okay, you're moving a tight end this day. You're moving a receiver this day. You're moving a running back this day. They're actually going to the meetings. They're doing the individual, and it's just helping these guys have more versatility but also more value. You know, again, we're always hoping that last roster spot on game day is offensive. You know, it's not always that way.
Yeah.
And again, it's whatever's best for the team and Bones and special teams. But we're always telling those guys, hey, make sure you guys stop by Bones' office on the way out the door, and because that's a huge part of figuring out your last number or two on game day. Roles.
How much are you, it looks like to me you're doing a lot with Hunter Lipke. And it's kind of like one of those things, like you see him the outside motion in, offset stuff like that. Is there packages for him, or is there thought about playing more with a fullback or like the H role that he plays?
It really goes back to the cross training thing. Like
yeah.
You're seeing him playing fullback, you're seeing him playing halfback, you're
right.
seeing him play tight end. And Hunter is such a cool piece, man. Like,
yeah.
Dude, this guy's football instincts are just elite. He gets put in different positions where maybe we haven't covered something, but he's so smart, and he just feels the game, man. And like yesterday, 9-on-7, he was running some halfback, and again, he had a little jump cut, and then he kind of the linebacker was there, and he kind of skinnied the cut. Like, it was just like, shh, was that Hunter?
Yeah.
You know, and so, but it goes back to that cross training thing.
Yeah.
Like when he's in the game, we don't want people to know. Are
right.
we a two back?
Right.
Are we a one back?
Right.
Are we an empty? What do we, you know?
Yeah.
Because he can do all those things.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Brian mentioned the motion. It seems like that's taken over the league. How important is that for you to implement the pre-snap motion, the exit motion, get all that really figured out in the offense?
Yeah, it's critical, because what it allows you to do is it allows you to run the same plays but from completely different looks for the defense. So for Dak, his progression doesn't change. For the receivers, their routes don't change. Mm-hmm. What I really believe with motion, the key is right – there's teams, and we're one of them, that moves with a purpose. Okay. Like these half-speed motions, they don't do anything. Like even if it's just a motion across the ball, like it should have some tempo to it. It should have some urgency to it. Why? You're making the defense sometimes 5, 6, 7 guys adjust. They have to adjust their calls. Mm-hmm. And so we always talk about moving with a purpose. Like if we're moving, with a purpose. We're trying to create a matchup, or we're trying to gather some information for the quarterback. Is it man? Is it zone? What are we getting here? Is it shell? Is it one high? All those different things. So we really preach that a lot.
How much more difficult is it to execute those things in road environments? It seems like that becomes a big challenge, and how can you mitigate that? You don't want to completely change the way you do things offensively just for a road game.
Sure.
Right?
No, and we don't. We again, Dak is great with it. We've got 1,000 different cadences that we can use, both at home and on the road, and he's masterful at that. But we do not shy away from motions, because, again, we really feel like if we're up to date with our – or up to speed really with our silent mechanics, and we should be able to run everything. Because, like you said, you're not going to change. We're not going to say, oh, hey, we're just going to be all static. Right. I think in today's day and age, if you're static, you give the advantage to the defense. And we don't want to do that. We want them to be chasing us around.
Coach, the plan that you have, and this is really the first time that we've got to see Trey Lance quite a bit. Is there a daily plan for him, or is it just part of the quarterback packages and how you guys get ready for practice each day?
Yeah, right now the daily plan is he's going to go in there and he's going to get a ton of reps and he's going to compete his ass off. Again, you guys missed it because you weren't at my presser.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing some really good things, right, and he's making some mistakes like most young players. But we really believe, you know, that the reps that he's going to get in training camp, the reps he's going to get in the preseason, if we continue to see him making positive strides, the athlete is crazy, right? I mean,
right,
the guy's an unbelievable athlete. And this guy works his ass off. I mean, like, again, he is up early. He's to bed late. He's asking questions. He's meeting with Scott. It's just he's hungry, man. And, again, he made a throw the other day where I saw him, you know, speed up his feet at the top of his drop. You know, we call it the kind of the get back. And he just, boom, boom, put 4 and 5 in the ground and ripped it. And it was like, ah. He's getting it. So that's the stuff that's exciting for us to see.
Finishing up here with Brian Schottenheimer on The Fan. How about this trend where defenses are dropping more guys into coverage to stop the big plays, and they also managed to get the yards per attempted run down last year? Both those things happen. How did that happen? How do you counter it?
I think, you know, you're seeing them mix that up. Again, that speaks to the multiplicity the defense are doing. But again, what I notice is the speed of defenses now, right? Like, yeah, remember when I came into the league, it was freaking Lavon Kirkland and the guy, you know, these 260-pound linebackers, you know. And now so many teams are playing sub-defense, and so many of these linebackers are 4'5", 4'6 guys. And so I think that's one of the things. But, again, where we're really, really good, again, is what we call above the 2.3, right? If they're going to drop 8, what most mature quarterbacks know is, okay, I should have time. Mm-hmm. And that's our friend. Whereas mm-hmm. young quarterbacks, they kind of panic. Like, right. like they've got their rhythm and time clock. Like, oh, the ball should be gone. Well, yeah, but they're only rushing three. And so, like, what I've learned is, like, I remember in Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, like, they would drop eight and only rush three. And, like, he'd still be on that the time clock where the ball's got to come out of his hands. Like, hey, dude, just relax. Like, mm-hmm. we've got time. We've got the advantage. And so the way that thing's going to adapt is us having to hurt people with that, and that might be Dak with his arm mm-hmm. or Dak with his legs. But the speed's a big part of it that defenses now have.
All right, question. When's the last time you sports cried? Could be happy or could be upset, perhaps.
Sports cried.
Has it been over a decade?
No, I cried after the Green Bay game this year.
That's my guy.
All right, thank you.
That's the right answer,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, my wife actually was surprised because she said that was the last time I cried. Actually, the only time before that was when Sam Bradford tore his ACL the second year in a row. Yeah. Just because I felt so bad for him because he had worked his way back. But after the Green Bay game, I took that one hard and was disappointed, really, for the players.
Proud you made it to the end there. I think I'd have cried at half myself. I was, actually.
Hey, we were trying to fix it. So you did not have time. But, man, when you put so much into this, and it's not for us, it's for them, for the locker room, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. It's just, you know, any loss is tough to take, but that was a special group, and we're excited for this special group we got now.
Number of plays on a typical game day call sheet?
A lot. Yeah, we're a volume offense. We like that. That way we have some flexibility to get the things if we need to, and that's where, again, year two, we should be able to make some improvements because we can pull things from back pages and stuff like that.
Would you be willing to give us one example of maybe one of your wordier play calls?
I'm going to let Mike McCarthy do that because it gets pretty wordy. People that say football players are not smart have never listened to
the verbiage.
Oh, and again, the West Coast system, right, is known for its verbiage, and we've actually trimmed it down some where you can, but some just get long.
Was there one play that you called that you realized, okay, I will never call that again?
Oh yeah, that's either a wristband play or we're just going to call it Neutrogena. And that means all that.
Thanks, Brian.
Appreciate you guys.
Give him hell.
All right,
there
fellas.
He goes.
Thank
Cowboys
you. Always enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Always enjoy having you, sir. There he goes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.